As soon as I married Christine Harrell from Rolling Prairie, and that's before I lived in Hawkins or played the littlest player with the biggest heart at the University of Notre Dame, Rudy. I want what's best for Indiana, and that means electing Kamala Harris, the first woman president of the United States of America.
On behalf of the great Hoosier State, home of the largest single sporting day event in the world, the Indy 500, home of Michael Jackson, home of Babyface, home of David Letterman, Indiana delivered this 86 delegates to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as the next president and vice president.
Iowa, how do you cast your vote?
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The tall corn state of Iowa, the state that launched Barack Obama on his way to the presidency. The state that put education on its state quarter, and the state that feeds and fuels the world casts one vote absent and 45 votes for the next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Kansas. How do you cast your vote?
I can't hear. Hello, delegates from the center of America, the Sunflower State, Kansas, where our farmers feed America, where we elect strong women who govern from the middle. As the first ever black chair of Kansas, I am proud to cast our 39 votes for the first black woman president, Kamala Harris!
The Commonwealth of Kentucky, how do you cast your vote?
Since 2021, the Biden-Harris administration has shown up for the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and today we're showing up for Vice President Harris. With this administration, we've broken every record for private sector investment, exports, tourism, wages, and new jobs. Together, we're building the two largest battery plants on planet Earth, and we open the cleanest, greenest recycled paper mill the world has ever seen. We are proud to cast 56 votes for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris.
Louisiana, how do you cast your votes?
Greetings from Louisiana. Mr. Secretary, my name is Wendell Pierce, and I'm a proud son of Louisiana. And Louisiana is about family, and I'm surrounded by my family of the delegates of Louisiana. And our great Congressman, Troy Carter.
Louisiana cast its votes in support of our democracy, and we stand in line for a more perfect union.
And born out of that democracy from the Big Easy, the northernmost Caribbean city, the last Bohemia was jazz. And nothing can be more emblematic of jazz and democracy than what we swing with in the Big Easy. And it's because of that that I am here to cast my personal vote for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris. And now the leader of our party, Mr. Randall Gaines.
The great state of Louisiana, a state that embodies the principles and spirit of hope and resilience, and so does Kamala Harris. The great state of Louisiana casts one vote present and our 47 votes for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're halfway there. Are you ready? Here we go, here we go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Next up is Maine. Maine, how do you cast your vote?
Mr. Chair, great state of Maine, home of environmental climate activists and champions like Edmund S. Muskie and George Mitchell. Happy birthday today, George. The state where the sun rises first on the nation over our bold and rocky coast, bringing with it today a new day for the brave and open-hearted people of this country. We have improved lives, restored rights, and preserved our environment in Maine for future generations. Maine leads, and as Maine goes, so will go the nation.
Maine proudly cast 30 votes for our next president, Kamala Harris.
Maryland, how do you cast your vote?
We are Maryland! And we represent Marylanders past and present who have contributed to America's greatness. We are the birthplace of Harriet Tubman. We are the birthplace of Thurgood Marshall. We are the birthplace of Frederick Douglass. We are the place where soldiers defended our freedoms in Baltimore and also in Antietam, and the home of thousands of veterans who call Maryland home. And this community of patriots is proud to cast our votes for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris!
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, how do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, the people of Massachusetts know something about making history. The first Thanksgiving in Plymouth, the first public school, the first public library, where we don't ban books. Health care for all and the first shots fired in our revolution. And we are proud as the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to make history once again. Mr. Secretary, Massachusetts counts 116 votes, all of our votes, for Kamala D. Harris for the office of President of the United States.
Michigan, how do you cast your votes?
Good evening from the Great Lakes State. I'm Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lavora Barnes. Michigan has an incredible story. We put the world on wheels and we built the middle class.
And I'm studying the devil's Avenue now. We are getting things done in Michigan in 2020.
state House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years. We're getting it done in Michigan.
And I'm Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We cut taxes. We protected freedoms. We brought manufacturing home, and we know how to win.
This November, we're going to win
together.
Together.
Michigan cast three
president.
125 votes for
our next president.
How do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, the great state of Minnesota, home of Vice President Hubert Humphrey, Vice President Walter Mondale, and the next Vice President of the United States, Tim Walz. We pass.
Minnesota passes. Mississippi, how do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, I'm State Chair Shaq Taylor from the home of magnolias and mockingbirds, from the great state of Mississippi, from the red clay hills to the Mississippi River, to our Gulf Coast. We're proud of our heroes such as Fannie Lou Hamer and our special guest, Mr. January 6th, the Honorable Benny T. Thompson. With great joy, Mississippi delivers 40 votes for our future president, Ms. Kamala Harris!
Now tonight is a celebration of love, a celebration of life, so let the celebration continue.
Missouri, how do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, I'm Russ Carnahan, Chairman of Missouri Democrats. We're home to Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. We are home to common sense leaders like President Truman, Senators Eagleton, Carnahan, McCaskill, and we will fire Josh Hawley and hire Marine veteran Lucas Coons. Our voters will reclaim reproductive freedom. Kamala Harris has sent a lightning bolt of energy and hope across this country, and we proudly cast 2 votes present and 68 votes for Kamala Harris and our Midwestern friend, Tim Walz.
Montana, how do you cast your vote?
We, the delegates of the proud state of Montana, on behalf of Big Sky Country, the last best place in these United States, I'm grateful for the beauty of our land and determined to protect it for future generations.
We, who sent the first woman to Congress, proudly cast our 24 delegate votes to send the first woman to the White House, Kamala Harris!
Nebraska. How do you cast your vote?
Nebraska, home of 4 tribal nations today, and icons Malcolm X, Standing Bear, and Willa Cather, and our homegrown homeboy, Tim Wall.
And the quality of life capital of the country, Lincoln, capital of Husker Nation, where the Biden-Harris team and unions are rebuilding the heartland.
In Omaha, now affectionately known as Kamaha, but we will protect the blue dot.
We are ready for it. Nebraska proudly cast our 34 votes for Kamala Harris and Coach Tim Walz.
Nevada, how do you cast your vote?
As a survivor of the largest mass shooting in modern American history, I'm voting for Kamala Harris because America is done running from gun violence. No more pretending books are more dangerous to second graders than assault rifles. No more stolen lives. No more silent streams. No more shattered families. As vice president, she helped pass the nation's first significant gun safety law in 30 years. Nevada is the battle-born state, and Kamala Harris was born for this battle! Now our chair, Danielle Monroe Moreno.
Nevada is the most diverse battleground state in the country, home of the late, great Senator Harry Reid, the only Latina ever to serve in the U.S. Senate, Catherine Cortez Masto. And we are the first and only majority state legislature. As Nevada's first black woman chair, I proudly deliver the Silver State's 48 votes for the next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
New Hampshire, how do you cast your vote?
Good evening. My name is Joanne Dowdell from the great state, home of the nation's first primary, New Hampshire, where we stand granite strong. We are so proud of the many women to building a future of opportunity and trailblazing the way for all of us. And now it is my pleasure to introduce our youngest delegate, Aliana Hope Mazur.
Die state of New Hampshire cast all 34 of our votes for our next black woman and first South Asian president, yeah! Kamala Harris.
Today we come together as one nation, under one groove. Nothing can stop us now. So no matter who you are, no matter where you are, represent your state with pride as we unite for the future.
New Jersey, how do you cast your vote?
Everybody, I'm Governor Phil Murphy. We're from Jersey, baby, and you're not. In the great Garden State, we care about protecting women's rights and lifting up vulnerable communities. That's what we mean when we say the great Garden State.
My name is Dr. Joey Perella, pronouns she, her, hers. I'm a proud resident of the Garden State. I'm proud to stand with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz because they stand with the LGBTQ community. It's time to turn the page on Trump first. Thank you.
I'm Leroy Jones, the chairman of the New Jersey State Committee, the home of the late, great Whitney Houston. And New Jersey and these amazing delegates cast 2 votes present and 142 votes for Kamala Harris, President of the United States of America. When we fight, we win. When we fight, we win. When we fight, we win.
New Mexico, how do you cast your vote?
The land of enchantment, the great state of New Mexico, where we live our family values, respect women, love our land, our water, our blue skies, our green chili, and our sunsets. We are proud to cast 45 votes for
How do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, my name is Henry Garrido. I am from the great state of New York. Unions not only built the Empire State, they built a strong middle class across this country. That is why I'm so proud to introduce the governor of the greatest labor state of the country, Governor Kathy Hochul.
As governor of the greatest state that ever existed. Hey, for New Yorkers, get used to it. From Seneca Falls, the birthplace of the women's rights movement, to Stonewall, the birthplace of the LGBTQ movement, to Stone King Mountain, the birthplace of the environmental justice movement, and the birthplace of the labor movement. We are also not just the birthplace of great progressive movements, we are the birthplace of Shirley Chisholm. We are the birthplace. We are the birthplace of Geraldine Ferraro. And we are the home of Hillary Clinton. And that's why, as the first woman governor of New York, I am so proud to cast 298 votes to make Kamala Harris the first female president of the United States of America.
North Carolina, how do you cast your vote?
My name is Anderson Clayton. I have the honor of serving as the youngest state party chair in this country. And North Carolina is the home of folks like Anthony Hamilton, yeah, Governor Jim Hunt, Dr. Reverend William Barber, Nina Simone. We represent a new South. And we are proud to be that again this year by electing Josh
North Dakota. How do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, the Democrats of North Dakota, the Peace Garden State, are proud to cast our 17 votes for Vice President Kamala Harris and the best neighbor you could ever hope to have, Governor Tim Walz, for President and Vice President of the United States of America. Let's go!
So now, ladies and gentlemen, my name is DJ Cassidy. This is the DNC Roll Call, and tonight, your voice is the future.
Northern Mariana Islands, how do you cast your vote?
Half a day, Tiro, and hello, everyone. We are the Northern Mariana Islands, where our customs, our culture, our land, and our oceans breathe life into our people. The earth is not red or blue. The earth is sick, and we must protect it. Home to some of the living legends in celestial navigation and to some of the friendliest people in the Pacific. We are the blue waves of the Pacific, and we are proud to cast all 11 votes for our MVP, Kamala Harris. Viva Marianas! Viva Harris Walz!
Okay. Ohio, how do you cast your vote?
Know how to make history. We put a man on the moon, and we are the founding home of the AFL-CIO. We enshrined abortion rights in our state constitution by 13 points, and we are going to send Sherrod Brown back to the U.S. Senate. As the first woman to lead Ohio Democrats, I am proud to cast our ballots for the first woman to be president of the United States. Mr. Secretary, we cast one vote present and 142 votes for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Oklahoma, how do you cast your vote?
Hello from Oklahoma, where we fight for the future for all Oklahomans can be proud of. The future where working families thrive, our diversity is our strength, and our values like freedom, equality, and opportunity puts us ahead and makes Oklahoma proud. We cast our 36 votes for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Oregon, how do you cast your vote?
From the first state in the nation to hold a presidential election with all mail-in voting, Oregon is proud to protect voting rights in America.
And Haley, from the heart of the beautiful Pacific Northwest, Oregon protects our planet and fights for LGBTQ equality.
Thank you.
party people in the place to be. We're now passing the mic at the DNC. It goes one, two, one, two, three, let's go!
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. How do you cast your vote?
Let's go, Pennsylvania, let's go! My name is Mayor DeJuan Walker from the great city of Aliquippa, Beaver County. My city's a city of legends, the only high school in America with three Hall of Famers. I took this seat in 2009 when my sister was murdered. I wanted to do better. 15 years she's been gone. 12 years this city has been under my watch. I'm grateful for the opportunity to lead my city. I'm grateful for the state of Pennsylvania. God bless everyone in this room. I love this state. Thank you.
I'm Governor Josh Shapiro. The proud governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the birthplace of democracy, the birthplace of freedom, the greatest commonwealth of all. And together, together, Pennsylvania casts 178 votes for the next Madam President of the United States, Kamala Harris, and Vice President Tim Walz.
Puerto Rico, how do you cast your vote?
Buenas noches. Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory known as the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and the next state of the United States, has its 60 votes para la primera mujer afroamericana de ascendencia asiática y caribeña que será presidenta de los Estados Unidos, Kamala Harris. ¡Viva Kamala!
Roll call, keep it coming now. One, two, one, two, three, let's go.
Rhode Island, how do you cast your vote?
I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and a historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris. Yay!
South Carolina, how do you cast your vote?
I'm Crystal Spain. I'm Crystal Spain, chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party. Hello from the great state of South Carolina, where we pick presidents. The home of the DNC chair, Jamie Harrison. The home of the first Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman. The home of the national basketball champions, the mighty Lady Gamecocks.
I'm Senator Margie Bright Matthews, one of the sister senators and John F. Kennedy Profiles in Courage Award winner. We stopped the total abortion ban in South Carolina. Like us, Kamala has proven that she has the courage to fight and will fight for all Americans. South Carolina is not going back. We're going forward on reproductive rights. We're going forward and not a crook. That's why we are proud to cast our 65 delegates for Kamala Harris.
South Dakota, how do you cast your vote?
How mitakiapi, chante washte na bechu zapalo. In my beautiful Lakota language, that means hello, my relatives. I shake your hand with a happy heart. That is the spirit of my beloved South Dakota. My name is Chante Redis, and I want to say that my people, the Ocheti Shakoan, are still here. The seven council fires are still here. Let me tell you what a Kamala Harris presidency will mean for me, my friends, and my community. More importantly, more opportunities, more good-paying jobs, better access to healthcare, and a quality education. That is the future we deserve, and it is the future we will win on November 5th when we elect Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The state of South Dakota is proud to be part of such a historic moment in our country's history. We are a land that is proud of our hardworking farmers and ranchers, that celebrates nine tribal nations and their incredible cultures, where natural beauty can be seen from the Big Sioux River to Mount Rushmore. South Dakota is honored to cast all 20 of our votes for Vice President Kamala Harris, who will soon be known as Madam President.
Tennessee, how do you cast your votes?
Mr. Secretary, the great state of Tennessee, birthplace of rock and roll, hometown to the blues, the home of seven HBCUs, and the state that gave women the right to vote. From the bluffs of Memphis to the peaks of Mountain City, the movement for justice rooted in love in Tennessee is still strong. It is a movement where kids are free from gun violence, a movement where women have the right to choose, a movement where working people get access to economic opportunity, a movement where those who have been pushed to the periphery are brought to the center, a movement where those who have been pushed down are lifted up. It is alive in Tennessee because we believe that justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, which is why we are so proud to have been the first state in the union to have pledged all of our delegates to Kamala D. Harris. We cast 72 votes for the first woman and next president of the United States, Kamala D. Harris.
Party people, come on. DNC, party people, come on. Roll call, party people, come on. DNC, party people, come on.
Texas, how do you cast your vote?
Texas, home of Selena Quintanilla, and I'm here to introduce native Texan Cecile Richards.
I'm proud to be here tonight representing a tradition in Texas of progressivism and my late mother, Ann Richards, the governor of Texas, and passing it on to another great Texas heroine, Kate Cox.
I'm Kate Cox, and I love being a mom. I have two beautiful children, and my husband and I have always wanted a third. But when I got pregnant, doctors told us our baby would never survive. And if I didn't get an abortion, it would put a future pregnancy at risk. But Trump didn't care. And because of his abortion bans, I had to flee my home. There's nothing pro-family about abortion bans. There's nothing pro-life about letting women suffer and even die. Thank you, thank you. Today, because I found a way to access abortion care, I am pregnant again. Woo! Thank you. And my baby is due in January, just in time to see Kamala Harris sworn in as President of the United States.
Mr. Secretary, my name is Gilberto Hinojosa, Chair of the Texas Democratic Party, and as a nation's biggest battleground state with 40 electoral votes on behalf of 30 million Americans. Texas cast 3 votes for this and 263 votes for freedom, for the future, for the first woman to serve as the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris.
Utah, how do you cast your vote?
Utah, home of 8 tribal nations, the crossroads of the West, the beehive state, the host of the 2034 Winter Olympics, the youngest and fastest growing state in the nation, and the next battleground state. Mr. Secretary, we proudly cast 34 votes for Vice President Kamala Harris!
Vermont, how do you cast your vote?
Vermont knows the value of public education. We even have a teacher as our congresswoman. And in 1777, we were the first state to place public education in our constitution. As someone with significant learning disabilities, I know the value of investing in every single child. We are proud to call Vermont home, and we are proud to cast our 24 votes for Kamala Harris because we are not going back.
The U.S. Virgin Islands, how do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, we are proud to call the Virgin Islands of the United States our home, a place of resistance and freedom, home of Alexander Hamilton, the first slave rebellion in the Western Hemisphere, the Firebird Queens. We are proud to celebrate a nominee of Caribbean heritage.
From America's Caribbean, the place where the sun rises first in America, from the place of great liberty and the vacation home of President Joe Biden, the Virgin Islanders are strong, resilient, and committed to impassioned to vote for the next President of the United States, all 13 votes to Kamala Harris!
The Commonwealth of Virginia, how do you cast your votes?
Mr. Secretary! Mr. Secretary, the Commonwealth of Virginia is proudly represented by Senator Mark Warner and Senator Tim Kaine, majorities in the House of Representatives, with 6 hardworking Congress members and majorities in the General Assembly. We also are proud to be represented by 25,000 hardworking, mostly union workers who build freedom. We'll build freedom by building aircraft carriers and submarines. Senator Warner.
Virginia, where this year we're going to return Tim Kaine to the United States Senate. Our Commonwealth of Virginia is proud to cast all 119 votes for the next president, Kamala Harris.
Washington. How do you cast your vote?
From the amber waves of grain and verdant origins of Eastern Washington to the iconic waters of the St. Lucie, Washington stands proud as a part of the Blue Walls. I, the first South Asian woman leading a state party, am honored to pledge 9 votes present and a lucky 101 votes for Vice President Pamela Davy Harris!
West Virginia, how do you cast your votes?
My name is Jean Evansmore, and I'm 83 years old. And as such, I am the oldest of the delegates in West Virginia. Most 83-year-olds I know are spending time with their grandchildren or traveling. But I'm here, suited up and ready to battle. Because I will not, I repeat, I will not let everything I've fought for be taken away by Donald Trump.
My name is Catherine Prather. I am 18 years old, and I am the youngest delegate from West Virginia. I'm suited up and ready for battle because I will not let my freedoms and my future be taken away by Donald Trump. That's why we're proud to cast West Virginia's 24 delegates for the next President of the United States, Kamala Harris!
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is DJ Cassidy. Now, are you ready?
My home state of Wisconsin. How do you cast your vote?
Thank you, Badger Jason Ray, for all your good work. As a proud governor of the great state of Wisconsin, we're home of the Green Bay Packers. We're home of the Wisconsin Badgers. We're home of the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Bucks, as well as U.S. Senator, our best U.S. Senator, Tammy Baldwin, and our great congressional folks, Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. I'm here because I'm jazzed as hell to announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes got me going here. Former Wisconsinite, former state. Oh my God.
We love you, Jody.
94 votes for. I'll get there, Jason, I'll get there. 94 votes for former Wisconsinite, Vice President, and our next President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris. Yeah! Woo!
Wyoming, do you cast your vote?
Mr. Secretary, delegates, my name's Joe Barbuto, and these folks around me, we are honored to be representing the great state of Wyoming. Both the first state and territory in this nation to recognize a woman's right to vote, and the state that 100 years ago elected Democrat Nellie Taylor Ross, our nation's first female governor. With that legacy in mind and heart, the Equality State cast all of our votes for the woman who will be the first woman president of the United States. Say it with me now, Kamala Harris!
The great state of Minnesota. How do you cast your vote?
Hello, Minnesota! My name is Hans Storvik, and Tim Walz was my neighbor, coach, and favorite teacher. We were excited to go to his classroom every day. And if you've ever been in high school, you know that can be rare. He opened our eyes to the world. He taught us how to talk about global issues with respect, curiosity, and kindness, even and especially when we disagreed. But he wasn't just a great teacher. He was also a great neighbor and friend. In fact, when he was in the midst of a budget battle as governor of our state, he still found time to attend my brother's funeral. Mr. Walz means the world to my family. He's always been there for us, and that's how I know he'll always be there for you as vice president.
Thank you, Hans. Minnesota, let me hear you. There you go. 14 years in the National Football League taught me a lot about leadership. A good leader cannot be selfish. He has to look out for his team. Coach Walz is unselfish as they come. He has led Minnesota with honesty and integrity. And in November, Minnesota is going to send Tim Walz and Kamala Harris to the White House. Let's go!
I'm Amy Klobuchar, the senator from the great state of Minnesota, where nearly everyone votes.